good evening. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Thursday, January 7th, 2016. A landmark settlement has been reached in two high-profile lawsuits which accuse the NYPD of discriminating against Muslims with illegal surveillance. Pending judicial approval, it's the first time since 9/11 that a law enforcement agency has accepted restrictions on its ability to conduct discriminatory surveillance. Ramsey Kozem is a professor at CUNY School of Law. That's where he directs the CLEAR project, Creating Law Enforcement Accountability and Responsibility. Along with partners, CLEAR brought the Raza versus City of New York challenge to the constitutionality of the NYPD surveillance program in federal court in New York.
We have, as part of the settlement, is a recognition by the NYPD that it cannot start or continue investigations based on race or religion, that cannot be a substantial or motivating factor in its decisions to start or continue investigations. And that's huge. I mean, that's a guarantee against discriminatory surveillance. It's a guarantee that the police's focus should be on criminal conduct and not ideology or nationality or ethnicity or race.
And the change ensures that the NYPD can't send undercovers or informants to monitor political or religious activities unless it finds there is not a less intrusive means available. There will also be a time cap on investigations and a civilian representative. That person will sit within the NYPD to monitor what's going on and blow the whistle if they think the NYPD is violating rules. Reaction has been favorable.
Our clients are, see it as an important step forward. They see it as a solid platform on which to build more reform. It's obviously not a solution to all problems. It's a settlement, so it isn't going to be a panacea by definition. But it's a very good place to start. It's a very important step forward, and I think for our clients, it's a relief that they can finally, again, assuming the judges approve this, that they can make certain assumptions about the police's presence in their lives that they could not make before. And hopefully it'll help communities in the city start the process of mending wounds and sort of mending relations with the police department.
Ramsey Kozem is a professor at CUNY School of Law and director of the CLEAR Project. The clients in the case did not ask for monetary damages. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Governor Cuomo said flags at state government buildings will fly at half staff on Friday to honor former Chief Judge Judith Kaye. She was the first woman appointed to New York's top court. She passed away yesterday at the age of 77. She was first appointed to the bench in 1983, named Chief Judge of the Court of Appeals by Democratic Governor Mario Cuomo in 1993. She was Chief Judge until her mandatory retirement at age 70 in 2008. Andrea Stewart Cousins, the Senate's Democratic leader, said Kaye was a towering figure in New York State. She cited Kaye's work on a range of issues, including juvenile justice, rights for gay couples, capital punishment, domestic violence, chemical addiction, and mental health. She graduated from Barnard College in 1958 and the New York University School of Law in 1962. Her judicial career began after Cuomo's campaign promised to appoint the first woman to the Court of Appeals. After a tumultuous selection process, she was nominated by the governor and unanimously confirmed by the state Senate in September 1983. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said her early and strong support for problem-solving courts, such as the Midtown Community Court, helped clean up Times Square and played an important role in making New York a national leader in reducing crime and recidivism. Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer said Chief Judge Judith Kaye established herself as one of New York State's finest public servants, one of the country's preeminent jurists, and a true trailblazer. Her forward thinking and hard work should inspire us all. In other news, Mayor Bill de Blasio has moved to divest from assault weapons manufacturers. He submitted a resolution to the NYC Police Pension Fund to analyze gun divestment. It's the first step needed to ensure no public pension funding flows to gun manufacturers. The mayor's resolution will be voted on in the next couple of months. Similar resolutions will be submitted to the Uniformed Fire Pensions and the Board of Education Retirement System.
I'm still just at a loss for words, honestly, about this whole process. How they're switching lanes with no signal turning to all of this, I don't even know.
The haunting voice of Sandra Bland in a voicemail message to her friend in July while she was still alive in a Texas jail. 3 days later, authorities said her lifeless body was found hanging from a plastic trash bag. And the officer Brian Encinia, the Texas state trooper who pulled Bland over, today was indicted on nothing more than perjury. Waller County, Texas prosecutor Sean McDonald.
The indictment was issued in reference to the reason that he removed her from her vehicle.
McDonald is charged with a Class A misdemeanor with up to a year in jail and up to a $4,000 fine. Family lawyer Larry Rogers Jr.
It's an assault on her, and he should have been indicted for a lot more than just perjury.
Bland's mom wants to know, where is the true indictment?
Where is the indictment for the assault? The battery, the false arrest, where is that? There should have been much more than what he was indicted for, okay? So a Class A misdemeanor for me, I can't be expected to be excited about that because I feel that there's so much more that he should have been indicted on. That's number one. And then going to the next point, who in the heck is going to do the prosecuting? Who's going to prosecute this guy? Is it the same group of folks who selected the grand jury? Okay? Is it the same group of folks who is telling me now you can give me a piece of the info and in some sessions you can't give me the other piece of it? I don't trust the process. So some say, all right, well, what did you want? Of course we wanted an indictment, but the indictment has got to be followed by a conviction. Okay? That's what I want. All right? I want the process to really be handled the right way without folks who are all connected. And there's still a whole lot that's not out there that hasn't been told, okay? So you don't indict the folks who last saw my daughter, had hand-to-hand contact with her, but then I'm supposed to be excited about your misdemeanor with an up to 1 year max and the $4,000 penalty. Are you kidding me? I'm angry, absolutely. I'm not gonna go start a riot though. But I am absolutely angry.
Sandra Bland's mother, Geneva Reed Veal. The grand jury in Texas has already declined to charge any sheriff's officials or jailers in her death. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.